Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Kimberly Cavalier is with us. She's Human Sciences Specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach for this part of the state. And I want to talk a little bit about some different programming that they have coming up for folks to take advantage of. Kimberly, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Well, fine, thank you. Did you have a good Christmas?
It was a busy one. I can't believe it's 2022 already. It went so fast.
I know. Calendars are like that. We just have to keep tearing off pages. It just never ends.
Yes, we do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some things that are going on here around the Southwest Iowa area. Of course, your specialty is in human sciences and family well-being, so that's kind of where we're going to gravitate here today. But talk a little bit about some of the well-being programming that you have going on right now.
We have a lot going on, but we have one coming up here soon that is actually a new one for me. It is called What About Me, My Well-Being, and it is actually a short four-part series. Each class is only about 45 minutes, and we've designed these to be over the lunch hour so people can grab their lunch and come to these classes. They help you to explore areas of well-being, learn about positive choices on lifestyle, and develop a personal plan so that you can be a better you. So we start off with a time for me, which is just a general overall understanding of well-being, and that is going to start on Wednesday, February 9th from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, so just 45 minutes over the noon hour. And then the following week, we're going to talk about your social and emotional well-being, just kind of how to build strong relationships. Then we follow that up with a financial, how to manage your money. And then our last week, on March 2nd, we're going to talk about your physical well-being, how you can have that good health and energy. It's a new year, so we all want to start off the new year right. And what's really great about this series is I'm going to be joined by our food and health specialist, Leah Brook, and our other family well-being specialist, Sandra McKinnon, and we're each going to be teaching part of that session. So it's really exciting, a brand new session. We're bringing all virtual, all online, so you can grab your lunch and join us.
Very good. Well, and you kind of touched on this, but these different sessions, the different topics, sound suspiciously like things that people might have kind of in general for New Year's resolutions. So are you kind of helping them along there?
Well, definitely. If you're one of those people that likes to make resolutions, we're always focused on things like our physical, emotional, or financial health. And all of these things are super important. So that's kind of our little behind-the-scenes reason for doing this, just so we can give you a push in the right direction. And what's really great is the class is free of charge. You don't have to pay anything for it.
Very good. And it's an online session?
All online. You can call your local extension office, or you can call me directly, and I'll guide you how to go online and sign up for that. And it's all you do. Then you click a couple buttons, and you're there.
Very good. Well, I like the 45-minute sessions, too. It's convenient and handy and gets right to the point, so you don't lose folks that way.
Yes, it does. And like I said, each session is something different. So if you want to join for all four sessions, that's great. But if there's some reason that you can't make it to one, that's okay, too, because each session kind of has its own focus. And maybe you're looking at some of that physical well-being and you really just want to attend that one. You'd learn a lot from the others, but it's okay if you have to miss one.
All right, very good. Well, I know you've got some other programming coming up that we wanted to sneak in here today too and talk a little bit about, and one of them is a difficult subject. It has to do with suicide prevention.
It is. It's called QPR, and it's a wonderful suicide prevention program. We all hear about, CPR, that's what we do if somebody is having a medical emergency. And QPR is the same thing, except it's for a mental health emergency. And I actually just today, after I kind of planned what we were going to talk about, scheduled a class for February 14th in Cass County. So our listeners that are in the Atlantic and surrounding areas can actually call the Cass County office, speak to Brigham up there, and she can get you signed up for our class on February 14th.
Yeah, obviously a very difficult topic to bring up, but an important one.
It is. In QPR, we talk in the beginning a lot about the facts and figures and how suicide impacts people, but in rural communities, it is actually, we have higher suicide rates in rural communities, and there's a lot of figures and facts that weigh into that, but we have less access to mental health. We have easier access to lethal means like firearms. And so in rural communities, we really have a chance to learn about suicide prevention and what we can do and help lower the rates of suicide here in our rural communities.
Well, sometimes we don't think that there are the same type of resources in the rural communities that they might have in larger communities to address these types of issues, but it is out there if you seek it.
It is, and this QPR program will actually help you learn where those resources are, because there are resources, but the first step in suicide prevention is somebody who cares enough to say something, and that's what QPR is going to teach you. It's really going to teach you how you can be that first line of defense for someone.
All right, very good. And if they want to know more about that program, again, they can just call the office?
They can call the Cass County Extension Office, or if you have questions about these or any classes, you can always call me. I'm down in Page County, and my number is 712-542-5171, or you can call the Cass County Extension Office for the programs they have there in Cass County as well.
Okay, very good. Well, another program note that we have here, too, it deals with the issue of mental health. And we've been talking a lot about that as a society here lately, and it's no different here locally than it is on a national level.
It's not. We have a wonderful training class called Mental Health First Aid, and it can be done virtually or it can be done all in person. And it helps people who are developing mental health problems, helps us know how to help them. And it's a more intense program than QPR is, but those are great programs, and we're actually in the process of scheduling some virtual classes. So if anybody's interested in learning about those, they can give me a call and I can help them get set up for that. And I will say one thing, we are very lucky to have a USDA NIFA grant. And that means that QPR and mental health first aid in rural communities, like we are here in Southwest Iowa, can be offered for free. And I mean, that's fantastic that the USDA is giving those grants so that we can really open up the floor and talk about a difficult topic like mental health.
Well, and it takes one hurdle off the table, too, if folks are considering whether or not to get involved in something like this.
It sure does. Money should not be an issue when it comes to your mental health. And so with this USDA grant, we're making sure that it's not.
Yeah. Kimberly, are you hearing more feedback from folks about looking for this type of assistance, looking for these types of programming?
Definitely. We were fortunate enough to hold a mental health first aid class in Atlantic in December, and it was the day after that horrible weather passed through. We still had 20 people show up. And to me, that just shows that people are really thinking about it. I mean, it would have been the perfect excuse to say, oh, tornado hit us, we've got to stay home. But instead, 20 people got out, learned about mental health, learned how they can help others. And you see them coming from all different walks of life. They might work in agriculture. They might work for a hospital or a bank or a school. And all of those people from all different walks of life, they're all coming together to learn more about mental health and how they can help.
Absolutely. Well, it's kind of nice, too, the way the Iowa State University Extension Extension and Outreach works is that, you know, they've got lots of resources available and lots of regular programming, but it seems to me that you're always listening as well. And if folks identify certain things and share that with you of different topics that they would like to have addressed, it seems like you're always open to looking into those.
Oh, definitely. I think that that's one of the great things about working for Iowa State University Extension Outreach is that we are here for the people. We're here for all Iowans, and what we bring to them needs to meet their needs. So we're always hoping to be on the cutting edge of research and the cutting edge of partnerships and really reaching out to our communities and bringing them the knowledge and resources of the university at the local level. So that's what we're trying to do as field specialists is, you know, we can't all get up to Ames, but we can bring the resources of Ames down to Southwest Iowa.
Extension and outreach. Exactly.
Yes.
Very good. Well, we talk a lot about those types of things. We do a lot of visiting on air about those different types of programming and things, but also we want to share the other resources there too. Iowa State University and Extension has a pretty good resource online. And once you're there to the site, you can go to the different offices across the state too to find out specifically what's happening in your area. So we always want to make sure to remind folks too to check out online too and keep up with some of the different programming available.
Oh, definitely. I always tell everybody, you know, the easiest thing we can do now is Google something. And if you just Google Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, you'll find our homepage. You can go to your local county, or you can just search through our homepage and find all kinds of things. I happen to work in human sciences, but we provide education for 4-H and youth, ag and natural resources, along with community and economic development. So I'm just one part of this entire organization who kind of touches the lives of everybody throughout Iowa.
Absolutely does. You bet.
It does, and that's what's good. We can find something for everybody, you know?
You bet. That's the mission. That's definitely the mission.
I don't have all the answers. I promise you, I do not have all the answers, but I can find somebody who does have the answers.
There you go. Very good. Kimberly Cavalier is with the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach in the Human Sciences area, and lots of good programming coming up. Check those informational sessions out and find out if they might work for you. Kimberly, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it as always.
No problem. You have a great day, and if anybody needs to reach me again, my number is 712-542-5171.